From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The chill that's come over relations between China and Japan is growing colder. There have been violent anti-Japanese protests in China over the last 3 weeks. The Chinese are angry about new Japanese school textbooks that gloss over wartime atrocities. They're also concerned about a potential permanent seat for Japan on the UN Security Council. Japan's foreign minister visited China over the weekend, and as NPR's Rob Gifford reports, he left without much to show for his visit.
If Foreign Minister Nobutaka Machimura was expecting some kind of apology from the Chinese for the anti-Japanese demonstrations of the last few weeks, he must have been seriously disappointed. Chinese Vice Foreign Minister Wu Dawei said that Japan was the one needing to apologize.
China-Japan relations have reached a very bad point. Relations have never been so low since they were established in 1972.
But the question remains why these demonstrations have been allowed in China now. Beijing has made huge efforts to emphasize to its neighbors in East Asia that China's rise will be peaceful. Yet now it's allowing confrontational demonstrations which have startled the Japanese and others in the region. The issue of textbooks distorting history and disputes over oil and gas fields are not new. Certainly, Japan gaining a permanent seat on the UN Security Council is a big concern to Beijing, which is looking to a future in which it is the dominant Asian power. But some analysts think that the crux of it all is Taiwan. They say that protests are being allowed now in China because in February, Tokyo announced that Taiwan is a common security objective for Japan and the United States. Joseph Cheng of City University in Hong Kong says Beijing is concerned that this marked an unwanted possible Japanese involvement in the Taiwan issue.
Chinese leaders believe that this is the first time that United States and Japan openly include the Taiwan issue as one of its common strategic objectives, and Chinese leaders believe that this requires a strong and clear-cut response.
Japanese Foreign Affairs spokesman Hatsuhisa Takashima said today in Beijing he thought that was not the reason for the demonstrations. He said that Tokyo sees Beijing as one of its most important bilateral relationships, but he still held out a note of belligerence on the issue, which is sure to rile the Chinese.
We see no need for changing the policy vis-à-vis China because of this rather unfortunate incident, the very violent anti-Japan demonstration. We hope that the Chinese authority and government would take necessary measure to prevent the recurrence.
Takashima said Tokyo would continue to seek Chinese support for Japan's bid for a permanent seat on the UN Security Council. Japanese Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi said today he hopes to meet Chinese President Hu Jintao during a summit later this week in Indonesia, commemorating the 50th anniversary of the Bandung Conference in 1955. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.